I don't even know how to begin today because we have so many things happening with it being signing day. You call it signing day, Tanner. National Intent Day. It's signing day, okay? We have two periods of this. I'm very pumped about it, and we're going to go right into listen, we're the voice of the Bears. We do Buffs talk. But you guys know right now, you've got the big story going on is what CSU's doing. That's the truth, because they just fired a coach and they got a head coach from Nevada within the conference to come over to CSU. So that's the leading story. That's the big news. Colorado State has led the news up here. And for my money, kind of the state of Colorado with their basketball team being what they are. And with this new coaching staff that I'm just absolutely, I think everyone's just falling in love with. Now, will it be enough come game day? We'll find out. But man, they got a mad Twitter game. Holy cow. I mean, this group of coaches is very exciting. And that's just the Twitters. I'm looking at all these guys on Twitter going crazy with GIFs, and I know they're simple. That's the thing, though. They're simple little gestures that let people know, hey, we're adding some energy to this thing. Just so you know, Matt Mummy throwing stuff out. I'm starting to see more from Jay Norvell, the head coach. These guys are busy guys, but they're not busy enough to let their fans know a little bit of what's up. I've always said this, Michael. I always used to have a pet peeve growing up. I was a farm kid. You know, I wasn't the best worker in the world, but I think I grew up with a decent work ethic. It always used to tell me when drive me crazy when you'd run into people and they'd just sit there and tell you how busy they are, how much work they have to do. And, you know, me growing up on a farm, it's like, you know, no one ever sees the kind of work people do out on a farm, typically, unless you go out there. And that's all well and good, but you just hear people talk. I work. Steve Adazio with CSU. You have no idea what we're doing. We're building brick by brick back here. I always had a quote, and I can't remember who said this. Maybe I just made it up in my little brain. Sometimes it's not enough to work hard. Sometimes you need to let people see you work hard. Because what does that do? That gets everybody fired up. That gets the other people wanting to work hard. Oh, they see how much that guy's doing? I want to do what he's doing. I want to be like him. I want to build like him. That's what it takes. You see, the players see it. More importantly, because what is this whole thing about? The fans see it. And you are seeing this on Twitter right now. And I'm absolutely loving it. Thomas Sheffield, the special teams coordinator. I doubt you're listening right now because you're kind of busy. You got a mad 1990s wrestling GIF game. And I am all about it. I mean, he's posting NWO stuff, WCW stuff left and right. It is absolutely pumping me up. So keep that thing rolling. Eastside Chris on the text line. By the way, if you want to text us, I want to get some of your thoughts on this. CSU has like 467 wide receivers that have signed. There's a lot of wide receivers. Some big dudes, too. Some guys that are just average size, whatever. For wide receivers, I say. Jordan Williams. It's a big man. We're going to talk about that. Eastside Chris texting in. Brady, national signing/commitment day is gone. As has happened with May Day celebration, dancing around the Maypole and leaving baskets filled with goodies on the neighbors' porches. Gotta go now. Ma says it's my chance to turn the butter. What are we talking about here, Eastside Chris? Michael? Decipher? Lifeline? Anything?
I have no idea what that guy's talking about. Ask him what he's drinking and tell him it's too early in the afternoon.
Let me do that real quick. He said, Chris, what are you drinking? And it's too early. That work?
Yeah, it's way too early.
That's 12. Once you hit that afternoonish.
No, I feel like Eastside Chris is really slamming it hard. I feel like Eastside Chris is probably hammered already. You can have a lunch drink or two. You know, put some food in your stomach before you, you know.
You don't know what he's doing. All right, Kevin. Yeah, you're right, B-Rad. the most exciting thing so far. There's a lot of excitement, but the former four-star Nevada recruit quarterback Clay Millen transferring to Colorado State. It's another one. We'd committed to Nevada. How many Nevada guys are coming over to CSU? We're going to get Kevin Lytle on in the second hour. He's busy this morning. No, what is this? This afternoon? What are we in? He's busy right now. We're going to bring him on the second hour late. We got the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. So you're not going to want to miss the show today. We're going to be having some fun. I mean, I'm holding Twitter up. Coach Sheffield, thank you. Response to my tweet with another NWO tweet. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. It takes a special kind of person to tweet out about the NWO, the New World Order. You didn't watch wrestling growing up, Michael. You'll never understand. If you weren't a kid of the 90s wrestling world, the attitude era of wrestling, then I don't even know who you are.
I watched sports.
You saying wrestling's not a sport? I almost called you a cuss word.
Wrestling is...
You watched is a something... sport. You watched the Broncos. Who are we kidding?
The Broncos are a sport.
That's the one sport you watch. The Broncos.
No, I used to watch some baseball. I got tired of that.
All right, let's get into this. As much as I want to go through what Michael watched growing up as a kid and what shaped him to as he is today, I want to look at some of these recruits so far. They're bringing in a lot of quarterbacks and a lot of wide receivers. Braden, Fowler, Nicolosi, a couple of guys from Aledo, Texas High School I'm seeing on this list. That's a three-star guy. He's 6'3", 200 pounds. He signed today. So there's a quarterback. He flipped, right? He flipped his commitment. This is, get used to it. This is going to be crazy. We're going to be seeing that a lot. He originally committed to Nevada before flipping after Norvell was hired. That's one. How about Justice Ross Simmons? They are getting dudes, not dudes, regular people. Sorry, I didn't want to use an Adazio quote. From Inglewood, California. A lot of Inglewood, California high school guys coming over. Simmons is 6'2½, 215 pounds. He flipped to CSU. Lewis Brown, another receiver out of Inglewood High School in California, 6'2", 180. He flipped from Nevada to CSU, another wide receiver. Got a linebacker in there, Marshawn Oxley. Oh, guess where he's from? Inglewood High School, California. That's three so far. And then another guy from Aledo, Texas, another receiver. So we got a lot of Inglewood, a lot of Aledo, Texas. Logan Flinta, 6'1", 175. Yeah, not overwhelming big wide receivers at this stage, because, you know, that was one of the things Norvell said, hey, I want to get a lot of big wide receivers. Aubrey Scott, defensive end. Cool. Another California guy. Lunziger? You're a California guy, Michael. Lunziger? Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
That's the dynamite drop-in by you right there. Jordan Williams. This is the guy. This is the one. St. Paul High School. Santa Fe Springs, California. 6'7", 195 pounds. That's kind of skinny, right, for a 6'7" guy to be 195? But what happens when you go to college? You pack it on. You get in the weight room. You eat the foods. 6'7".
Should I feel really bad that that guy is a foot taller than me and I am 5 pounds thinner than him?
The worst part is when you try to rationalize it. And I, like, for me, I'm, what am I, 5'10", 5'10 and a half, buck 75. And then you see a point guard in the NBA, 5'10 and a half, 5'11, 175. Oh, we're the exact same size. Yeah, but they carry it differently. They carry it in different places.
Yeah, I carry my Mountain Dew in my belly.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't have awesome shoulders and arms. We have, it goes downward.
Yeah, I carry all my muscle in my brains.
Well, you carry a muscle there. Big dude. So there you go. That's ultimately what we're talking about here. When I hear Jay Norvell say, I want big wide receivers, that's what I'm thinking. What does he need to be? Does he need to be 220? He's 6'7", 195. You want him in 220 range, right? I think so. That's 20 pounds, 25 pounds. He caught 35 passes for 645 yards and 8 touchdowns. Just throw that guy the football. Just throw it up in the air. Corner. I mean, I like the fade routes when it makes sense. I hate the fade routes 99% of the time, except for Trey McBride and maybe this guy. Got a couple of safeties. Corey Lambert Jr. from Corey Lambert Jr., excuse me, from Brother Martin, New Orleans, Louisiana. Okay, safeties are cool. You never know. Safeties can they can move to DB cornerback, safety, whatever. I don't see like actual straight up cornerbacks on here. I figured I'd see a lot more, but we're gonna get more details on that. Aaron Karras, offensive lineman out of Arvada. There we go. There's a Colorado guy. Kai O'Day Jr., another Colorado guy, Cherry Creek. He originally committed to Adazio's crew, but he then was resold, and apparently Norvell and company liked what they saw. So there's a Colorado guy, a couple of them. Another safety, and Brandon Mannix. Brady Rads, the long snapper. Dude, let's get that guy on. Like Brady, first off, amazing name, and then Rads. That's cool.
That's a rad name.
You're darn right it is. He's from Cherry Creek. Obviously, he was a stud. Part of that 5A state title this fall. And they got a punter. Trey Balsba? Is that how we're saying that? Out of Las Vegas. 6 foot, 185 pounds. They're trying to replace Ryan Stonehouse. Good luck, Balsba. Good luck, my friend. Transfers. Now let's talk about transfers. As you mentioned, B-Rad, Clay Millen. He's transferring from the University of Nevada. He redshirted last year, or I guess this year. He was supposed to be the heir apparent to Carson Strong. So is that our quarterback, ladies and gentlemen? Clay Millen, 6'3", 188 pounds. He appeared in two games through two passes. He was ranked as a four-star recruit by 24/7 Sports and a three-star by Rivals. He picked Nevada over the Buffs, over Oregon, over Arizona, over Oregon State, over Indiana, and more. He has four seasons of eligibility remaining. Here's another receiver from Nevada, Torrey Horton. 6'2", 175. None of the other than Jordan Williams, they're not like blowing me away as far as the size, but you know, you get one big guy and then you work on another big guy. Got a running back, Avery Morrow, transferring from the University of Nevada. And again, I'm getting all this information from our friend Kevin Lytle. He put it all together in a neatly wrapped article at the Colorado. So coloradoan.com.
I would love Morrow's number to be 2.
Why is that?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Gray Davis. That's a good name, too. Gray Davis. Another transfer from Nevada. Jacob Gardner. Another transfer from Nevada. Dude, I posted this GIF. Did you ever see the movie Little Giants? You know, you never saw Little Giants?
No, I saw part of it on, like, Saturday morning TV.
You're not even a real person.
Thank you.
Have you seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? The dad.
Yeah, I saw the first one.
The dad in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is the dad.
Yeah, he's the coach.
He's the coach versus Al Bundy, right? And Al Bundy's a stud. He's not. He's looking for players. He doesn't know how to get anybody. So he goes to like Walmart or whatever the hell it was in the 90s. And there's a little boy in a cowboy hat riding a riding horse, mechanical horse out front of the Target or whatever the hell it was. And the coach just walks up to him and goes, "Hey, you. You can come play for our team." That's what Nevada's doing right now. They're just walking around Reno, looking at people like, "Hey, that guy will do. That might work." Because all the work that Norvell did in his past few years with Nevada and all the work he was putting into it before getting the job at CSU is all moving on over to CSU, which, again, folks, is why this move was great. Because if you bring in a guy, okay, like Steve Adazio, Boston College, they put in a lot of work. It's harder to convince a player that's in the Power 5 to just go, "Yeah, I'm going to go all the way over there and play in a lesser conference." These guys that were convinced to go to Nevada are like, "You know what? Same conference, better facilities." That is a no freaking brainer. This is child's play right now for this coaching staff. It's amazing. Pillow Fight Dan, what do we got here? You guys are just sending me. I know. Mike, okay, you're tweeting from Mike Brohard. Notes from the signing day war room. Norvell said QBs were lining up to play at CSU. Wasn't bravado. It was fact. three in this class, one who knows the system, two are highly touted prospects who arrive in January. Oh, yeah, this isn't it. There's going to be a lot more. There's going to be a lot more going on. Whew! Just letting you youngins know that traditions go away. Gotta go now. Ma says, check the still. He said, Chris, you're still at it. How are we feeling? All right, so you got great stuff happening with CSU. Taking a look over at UNC. Listen, looking at the Big Sky Conference and the FCS level is a little bit harder to decipher. Am I right? It's a little bit harder to say, okay, well, that guy's going to be an instant impact guy. But, you know, you just look at positions and what they need. A couple of linebackers. A lot of local guys. That's the big thing that I look for with UNC. Got a nice defensive back, though, from Baton Rouge. I like it. I wish that you, UNC, if you're listening on your Twitter account, love the pictures. Love all the stuff that you're doing. But don't put their signature as the name. Put the name, like, in print on the page. You see what I'm saying, Michael? You see that big poster of the player? That's cool, right? But the name's, like, not obvious right there. So I'm going through all these lists, and, you know, it's great. It's exciting. I'm getting to see these players. But I don't want to just see their Twitter handle or their signature on there, because if your signature is anything like mine, ain't reading that.
You do write like a doctor.
I do. I'm pretty much a doctor, except for all the school. I did go almost as long as a doctor to school, but, you know.
Yeah, you were there for like 10 years.
Pretty close.
You learned a lot.
I was there for a long time. Let's just leave it there.
Was it Farley a long time, like Chris Farley in Tommy Boy?
I don't know what the reference is you're making.
He was there. He was in college for 7 years.
Oh, okay. There it is. That was a great movie. All right. You cannot get me off track today. I'm already off track enough. We have enough going on in this world of sports. By the way, Michael, we got to get to the big story of the day. Let's hit it. The big story of the day presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. I know the big story for all of us here in Northern Colorado is signing day. We will bring Brian Howell on the program at the bottom of the hour to talk. We're not going to bring Mark on. Mark is busy taping and recording, so we're going to bring Brian Howell on of Buff Zone to hit us up with what's happening in the Boulder side of things as far as recruits go. But here it is, Michael. Are you ready for this? Steph Curry, we knew it was going to happen pretty soon, this week for sure, did break the three-point record last night.
Alec Burks guarding him from the start. Wiggins again. Here's Curry for the record. It's good! There it is! Stephen Curry! The all-time three-point king in the NBA!
Now the greatest shooter of all time, and if you want to argue, don't. As much as I'm pushing for Joker to be the MVP over this guy, he's the greatest shooter to ever do it. He's got the quickest release I've ever seen. 2,977 three-pointers made. He passed up Ray Allen last night, who had 2,973. You know what's crazy about this, though? The percentage. Ray Allen shot 7,429 three-pointers. Steph Curry shot 6,903. Percentage comes out to be, I'm not really going to say it off the top of my head. I have it written down. 43%. Ray Allen's was 40%. It's astonishing to break the record, but he has a better percentage and he shot less, but he's, you know, when it's all said and done, that percentage is probably going to hold true. His percentage is much better. He shot way more than Reggie Miller. And Reggie Miller had a 39%. So he passed Reggie a couple of years ago. James Harden is the active guy. You think he'll catch him? 2,509. He'll probably pass Reggie. Don't think he'll pass Ray Allen, though. But I don't think anybody's passing that Steph Curry in a long time. 25 minutes after the hour. Our first advantage poll question, our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Wow. Who's more important to their team? Nikola Jokic or Steph Curry? Who's more valuable to their team? Because Joker is doing some incredible things, but without Curry, the same can be said, that maybe they're not as good. Go vote at theholeshow.com. Again, that's the Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into a couple of Broncos notes. Bradley Chubb has, I mean, he's going to have a contract extension coming up. Do you sign him? You need to see something special from him. He's talking kind of a nice game leading up to the Bengals. He's got to be special against Cincinnati. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Your Bears basketball and the voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. Joining me now, Brian Howell of Buff Zone. These are those crazy days where I just, I always have mad respect for people like Brian, but days like today where the news is just constant coming at you, I really appreciate them jumping on board and giving us some rundown. Brian, I love your tweets. I love keeping up with you, but you know you're getting old when you start seeing like Josh McCown's son. Like Josh McCown feels like he was in the NFL like last year. It's crazy though, but that's kind of one of those big stories that sticks out. I'm looking at Owen McCown signing with Colorado.
Yeah, you know, a really nice get for the Buffs. Yeah, it is weird that, I mean, Josh McCown played 18 years.
That's true.
He was in the NFL just like last year.
Yeah, it's true.
Honestly, I think he played in 2020. I think that was his last year. So,
wow.
Yeah, he's been around a long time. And he actually was coached at one point, one or two stops in his career, by Carl Durrell, and that's where that relationship started. So now Owen gets to be coached by Carl Durrell. Owen met him, met Durrell actually when he was a kid before one of the games, just met Carl Durrell. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, Owen still has some growing to do, but, I mean, that family is just quarterbacks, right? I mean, the uncle is, blanking the name, but another McCown that played 12 years in the league. So, Luke. So
yeah,
there's a lot of quarterback pedigree in that family.
So tell us a little bit about him. What do you think? I mean, I never know when I see all these names, and I see some big names that we know their dads or whatever. How does that resonate? When are they going to be big impact players? I mean, you guys, you know that well, way more than I do. What are your thoughts when you see a name like McCown coming to Boulder?
Yeah, I think he's, I think he's probably a guy that was kind of lucky to get. And, I mean, he had a huge senior year. He didn't really get a chance to play a ton until his senior year. I mean, he was behind some D1 quarterbacks in Charlotte. And then his father moves to play, I think, for the Texans last year and, goes down there and has a COVID year. But then this year kind of blew up. So some schools got on him this year. But I talked to him this morning. He said, hey, CU was on me before I blew up. So I stuck with him.
Talking to Brian Howell from Buff Zone. Okay, so I always like to look at the position gets. Like, how many receivers are we getting? How many this? You see if they're filling those holes, that they were working on throughout the course of the season. Well, I'm guessing CU is desperately looking for offense. And they had moments throughout the season where they got better. There were certainly some decent points. But for the most part, Brian, they struggled offensively, certainly in that first half of the season, like historically low. So what's sticking out to you as far as the offensive side of the ball that you're seeing as far as signing day goes?
Yeah, it's interesting though, because I mean, you look at this class and it's mostly defense, and I think a lot of it is, they have some holes to fill on defense, but they got some good young players on offense. But one thing they have done is, up until just a couple of days ago, they had one receiver on their list, and now they've got three that they signed today. So that's a big area of emphasis. And Chase Sowell was a guy that just committed yesterday. And then just this morning, kind of the big shock for the Buffs was Grant Page has been committed to Nebraska for 6 months, and all of a sudden he signed with CU out of the blue. So that was a huge get for the Buffs. So all of a sudden there's three receivers receivers in this class, and so that's a huge deal for the Buffs.
Brian, isn't this just a brand? I mean, it's such a different world now. You know, we're not just talking about guys, you know, signing, moving on, transfer portal, all this stuff. I mean, it's left and right. So you're constantly asking, what changed? What changed for Grant Page to make him want to come to see you?
Yeah, and that's a question I'm going to have for him when I'm going to try to make the Miami Day presser, you know, celebration later on today. You know, I'm curious. I've never talked to him, so I know his mother works at CU. But I don't know what changed. I mean, they clearly love him. I mean, he's rated like the number three player in the state. So, it's a big get for the Buffs. And, you look at the receivers. I mean, that's three big receivers. They're all over 6 feet. And, Carl Durrell likes that. So, they need some help. They've lost, I think, three or four receivers to the portal in the last couple of weeks. So they needed some help there.
Yeah. Getting some receivers loading up there. So, okay, Owen McCown kind of sticks out. Grant Page. You know, and sometimes there is a lot to be said for quality over quantity. So maybe not necessarily having to throw out tons of offensive players, but just really dissecting the ones you get that can really help you make a quick impact here for Colorado. But you're saying, hey, getting a few offensive guys, but really stacking up on the defense.
Yeah, and I think that's they had a couple of areas of need with linebacker and defensive back. They didn't have as many young guys there as maybe on the offensive side. I mean, quarterback, we know that didn't play well, but they got a bunch of young guys there. Running back, they've still got almost everybody back this next year, and they did add one, Victor Venn, who looks like a sort of a Jarek Broussard type of player. So he's exciting. They got a ton of young tight ends that are already in the program. They got some young linemen that are already in the program, but defensively, I think five total linebackers they got and five defensive backs. So, half the class is those two position groups.
That's interesting to me. But, you know, sometimes you do see teams do that, right, Brian? I mean, you look at kind of what your strength was and see you, for the most part, had a pretty good defense. And you say, hey, let's make our – and I've had this philosophy even with the Broncos back in the day where it's make your strength even stronger and then kind of chip away at that offense. And that appears to be kind of what they're doing right now.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if they add some pieces offensively through the portal. I mean, there's still that component of it, obviously. But I think that, I mean, Carl Durrell really wants to build this program through high school kids, and I think that's what they're doing, especially on defense. And, you know, corner is one spot that, you know, this last class, they had three corners that were true freshmen. The previous year, they had Christian Gonzalez, who we know is very good. Those three corners all played this last year. There's three more corners coming in this year. So you hope, if you're Carl Durrell, that you're stacking up that cornerback position for the next 4 or 5 years. And they're trying to do that in several spots.
We're talking to Brian Howell of Buff Zone. And again, Brian, I know you're busy. I appreciate you jumping on with us for a few minutes here. What do you see with this class when you look at it? Because, again, every single year we look at guys, and there's a lot of guys. Some of them make it. Some of them do pretty good. Some of them are extraordinary. You said a couple of guys stick out to you. But so far, you know, what do you feel about this entire class? And I know you're going to talk to the players. You're going to talk to Coach Carl Durrell. But you're seeing the names coming out. How do you feel about it so far?
I think it's a good class. I mean, it's one that, last I looked, it was fifth in the Pac-12, and a lot of that is the numbers. But you look at, like, the average star rating of things, it's not high, but it's pretty close to, like, that 2020 class that was kind of heralded by fans from Mel Tucker. So it's pretty close to that. I think what this class does, not a ton of stars, but I think it fills a lot of needs. They've got a lot of good players and some guys who can come in here and play and make an impact.
So how much pressure is there to get this one right? You know, Carl Durrell now in the going on to his third season already. It's crazy that it's flying by that fast, but seems like he just got here. You saw what happened with Colorado State. There was a lot of different situations going on there, of course, to lead them to moving on from Adazio. But how important is this class to Carl Durrell and his future with the Buffs?
I think it's huge. And, you know, this is really the first – this is his second class. It's the first time that he's had a full – year to recruit kids. So this is a big class for him. I mean, we get to see really last year, but then, you know, this year mainly, get to see kind of what he's looking for. And he's starting to build his roster. So I think it's huge for him.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. This is an exciting day. Again, I always take these days. I get excited, but I'm also like, you know, I don't know. I don't know who's going to stick out. Who are those guys at the end of the day that are going to pop? But some good names on that list. And Brian, I know you'll be updating us throughout. I've got your Twitter pulled up. That's my news now. Is you, other Twitter folks around, but refreshing your page is where we're getting it. So, man, I appreciate the work that you do, especially on days like this. You know, nobody's better, and this is how you're getting it instantly.
Well, I appreciate it, and I hope that shortly after dinner you don't have to refresh the page much more.
I know. I'm hoping we're – you know, I always get pumped for it, but then there's some point where you got to get fatigued because I'm looking at UNC, I'm looking at CSU, we're looking at CU. There's a lot, but you know what? It's an exciting time for a lot of young folks coming to the area or sticking around in the area. So, Brian, we'll be looking out, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, Brian Howell of Buff Zone. Grant Page, kind of the name that sticks out. And I was looking at Brian's Twitter, kind of going over Grant Page's bio, his information, local guy. So, you know, you like that aspect of it. The McCowan thing, Owen McCowan, seems like he's going to be a good quarterback. And he's got it in his blood. Definitely got it in his blood. But Grant Page is the interesting one. He's the first football player from Fairview High School in Boulder to sign with Colorado since two Knights signed with the Buffs in 2002. So kind of a cool deal for CU on that side of it. But you're right. Pillow Fight Dan texting in. There's a lot of excitement around the Rams. Do the Buffs even have a football team? I'm just calling it like it is. The excitement factor is for CSU in my book. And I think I'm a good gauge because I'm not like a necessarily like a fanboy of either one. I love all three of the programs that we cover on this show. That's why we make that commitment. But I'm just telling you, where my little radar tends to go is right, is 9 times out of 10, probably 10 times out of 10, Michael, is right. And the excitement is in Fort Collins today. That's where it is. It's in Fort Collins because of the new coaching staff, the mad Twitter game, the reputation that Jay Norvell has, the reputation that Matt Mummy has, the new day, it's always an exciting time anyway when you get a new coach. But that's where the buzz is. Couple of neat nuggets for Carl Durrell and the Buffs. We're going to try to get Coach McCaffrey on the show tomorrow, and I'd like to get it from him. Hey, what are you looking at? I know he's going to say the entire class is amazing, but I always want a coach to give me two or three. Give me two or three that are leading this thing. And again, This isn't just high school. This is transfer portal stuff all the time now. It's absolutely crazy. Good and bad to both sides of it. I was listening to Tanner and Mark Knutson's chat on NoCo Now, and a couple of things that I agreed with Mark on, disagreed with Mark on. I certainly think players should be able to enter the transfer portal and then be able to play instantly. You only get, you know what, 4, maybe 5, an odd situation, 6 years to play at the college level. And no, there's certainly no guarantee. So I do think that sitting out a year was difficult. We'll get into all that. We're going to talk about Bradley Chubb coming up next. Let's get to I know a lot of people, and I appreciate it, are like, hey, Brady talks all the other things that the Denver stations aren't talking. And I appreciate it. We're going to keep doing that. But we're not going to get away from the Broncos. We're not going to get away from the Nuggets. It's the whole show. We talk a little bit of everything here, except for maybe hockey. 12:42 the time. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Shout out to the GOAT. I love this place, man. I mean, no coaches show tonight, FYI. Kind of hard for Steve Smiley and Jerry Schimmel to do the coaches show when Steve Smiley is in Arizona, getting ready for UNC Arizona tonight. But stop by the GOAT and, you know, check out the UNC game. Listen to Jerry Schimmel. Put it on your tune in or whatever. You got Nuggets, T-Wolves tonight. See if the Nuggets can... Three in a row? Is that a win streak? See if they can keep it going. Joker's numbers are outrageous. Nobody has ever... The numbers he's putting together have not been done. So he's just a phenomenal player. But the GOAT, this is where you're witnessing all this great stuff. I'm telling you, I went behind enemy lines a few months ago. And I'm not proud of it. I went to you know, the place that serves the wings. Ugh. Sorry, I'm just saying it. It was the guy that was with me was like swearing by the place. We go there, and it was rough. None of the local games that we wanted were on. None of the games that made any sense to being a Colorado person were on. And then you go to the GOAT, and like you don't have to say anything. That's what I like about it. The bartenders, the waiters, the waitresses, they know what's going on. They know which games are on tonight. Like, they get a list of here's the games to be paying attention to. We're going to put them on. So that's the GOAT. That's a good thing, right? That doesn't happen. There's other places that say they do that. They don't do that. And then they act pissed off when they when you ask them to change the channel. Well, the good thing is that the GOAT, you rarely have to ask them to change the channel because they already got it on. They have all the games. They have altitude stuff. So if you don't have the Avs and Nuggets games because of you, maybe you have, was it Dish or Comcast? Go to the GOAT. Sunday ticket, the GOAT's got it.
I agree with all that. I was able to go to the GOAT and see like five games. Well, it was more like three games at once.
And well, now that we can gamble now, it's like go there, be responsible. But you pick and choose. Like Tuesdays. Tuesdays are great for college basketball. And what's decorating the tubes at the GOAT? College basketball.
There's three sports going on at once. You know, you can watch
all of it.
Basketball, baseball, hockey.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Love the GOAT. They are truly the greatest of all time. Stop by, tell them we sent you here. In fact, I'm going to give you a, how about this? You want to give away a $20 gift certificate? Let's do it right now.
I'd like to give it away to myself.
I'm just going to give it away right now. Caller number four. Caller four on our First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. Caller number four, you're going to get a gift certificate, $20 gift certificate to the GOAT in Greeley. And when you use it, make sure you tell them we sent you here from the whole show. We'll be right back. We got to wrap up hour number one. Bradley Chubb needs to be special against the Bengals this weekend. The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizzas, coming up at 1 o'clock. We never stop on the whole show. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
53 minutes after the hour, welcome back. It's the whole show. Thanks to On the Rocks Liquor for bringing us our Game Beer of the Week each and every week. This one's from Crabtree Brewing. That's a great place. This one's an oatmeal stout. Pickups are perfect for this kind of day, right? Pickup selections from Crabtree or any of your favorite adult beverages. You can use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight every night. They also have free wine and beer tastings that they do and spirits tastings every Friday and Saturday from 4 to 7. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. Well, some history continues to be made by Trey McBride. Every day I refresh my CSU inbox, the press releases and things like that I get from Colorado State. Trey McBride reaches unanimous All-American status. He was named first team by all five of the NCAA-recognized selectors. That is really, I mean, that's just a significant deal. Thank you, Susan and Cheryl. For the first time in program history, Colorado State football has a unanimous All-American. As senior, Trey McBride garnered his fifth and final All-American designation on Wednesday. This is why I asked the question, is Trey McBride the greatest Ram of all time? Some of you laughed. Some of you said, hell no. Well, he was the unanimous. For the first time in program history, a unanimous All-American. Everyone agrees. And in the country, that Trey McBride is the best tight end in college football, or was, I guess. How will that transition to the NFL? I think just fine. Trey McBride, I just want to, do we have that audio? Do we have that clip that I sent you? I talked to Trey McBride before the season began. And if this does not define how this man plays football, I don't know what does.
What's I know you're an all-around player, so what's more thrilling for you, catching a touchdown pass or just absolutely annihilating somebody on a block, you know, or running somebody over with football?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think, you know, obviously you're going to get more fame and, you know, everything from scoring the touchdown. But, you know, I think that pride of just getting someone and burying them in the ground, that, you know, knowing that they're a grown man, right, just like you, and you're just, you know, taking them and putting them in the dirt. I think that's awesome. You know, you just take their will from them and, you know, tell them, prove to them that you're the better, bigger person, then I think it's awesome. You know, a lot of people don't see that stuff because they're watching the ball, But I think that's awesome. You know, I thrive and love that stuff, so it's great.
Well, you love, you get into the trash talk and everything, man. I mean, you can see it when you nail it.
I mean, I just, when I'm out there, I just turn into another person. But I guess it's all for the best. You know, I'm just a competitor. I love football. I love playing here at Colorado State, and I'm excited for this year.
There he is, Trey McBride. That was a fun conversation. Well, you can tell a lot by a guy that says he doesn't mind doing all the dirty work first. That's what he likes more. The guy, he's like, he is like that scene on Replacements sometimes when the guy just keeps driving him out of the field and they're like trying to get him to stop. I mean, he's a stud. And this guy's going to go do special things. That's for sure. Trey McBride, congratulations, my friend. It's been an absolute honor to follow your career. I wish it would have been better, you know, wins and losses wise, but man, you're going to do some really big things. We're going to talk to another guy that's doing some big things. How about the undefeated Colorado State Rams basketball team? David Roddy. The David Roddy Show coming up, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be right back.